I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, we've hosed the place down.
I was like, my chair's a little sticky.
After yeah. 50 Shades.
Yeah, it's,
you missed a spot.
It's episode 2. Oh, I never missed a spot.
It smells like bleach in here. Yeah. No, really, like bleach. Like it smells like you bleached the place.
Yeah, we had to.
Yeah,
we
right,
had
that's
to,
what I'm
yeah.
saying. Yeah.
Episode 258. That's where I was at. Have we ever had a tangent before I said the episode?
No, I don't think so.
Every time I think we can't hit a tangent faster, we manage to.
Soon you're going to start the show and Joe's just going to start talking.
Starts like, bra. And you're going to go off.
Go,
and,
yeah.
So. Oh, bras. Let me tell you about bras.
Let me tell you about bras. Hey, bra.
Hey, bra. Bra.
Oh, episode is Zack Snyder here?
No, because we're not having fun. Episode
258. No, we are having fun.
Oh, we are having fun.
Yeah. What's the difference?
The Great Wall. I'm going to say the name of this movie.
Yeah, it's a
the
movie,
The Great
all right.
Wall. So
it's on film.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, nah, probably nah, not.
Probably not. Yeah.
Probably not.
Film things on film
That's
anymore.
True, yeah.
Oh. What are you, Paul Thomas Anderson?
Yeah.
Mr. Fancy Pants with your film? So the Great Wall, we should probably bring people up to speed. I am going out of town. I will be attending the LA premiere of the new Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Fantastic. Who just signed a deal with Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Did
There's
you
gonna
what?
Be a Mystery Science Theater
They're
going to
have
book?
A comic book. And I'm like, how is it going to be
that
like,
work?
Are there going to be like adventures that they go on? Or are they going to like take, or are they going to like, take old panels from concrete and riff them.
Look at that. That's terrible. Yeah. Look at
that's
that.
Pretty funny,
look
though.
At that. Look at that art penmanship. That's yeah. awful.
That's not a bad idea, though, to riff old bad comics.
Yeah,
that's not bad at
but
all.
But I mean, but they would have to go get the right. They could only do
yeah.
Dark Horse
but it
comics.
Would be,
right.
yeah. yeah.
And Dark Horse just did Star Wars, so they don't have anything else to go off of. They have nothing.
Can they use the old content?
No.
They can't use that
nope.
either?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all reverted to Marvel.
Whoops.
Yep.
So. Now, so is this the red carpet for an episode, or how, what is a premiere for a TV show like
it's
that?
It's the first episode that they've done. The season premiere of season 11.
Because it's already been recorded, and you went mm-hmm. to a set visit.
I visited a set yeah. while they were producing episodes.
Yeah.
And they did the production, I think I can say this part at least, they did the production a little differently. They used to do an episode a week, and now how they did it was they basically took all, they wrote their entire season and then shot it over
oh,
like
okay.
a 2 week period yeah. or all whatever.
Right. Makes
so they,
sense. You got
so
a lot of people.
The, yeah, it's just yeah. it's just efficiency. Yeah. You know,
you've also
just,
got a lot of big name
yeah.
people.
They got stuff to do,
right.
podcasts,
right.
Show, whatever. You
yeah.
know,
yeah. So anyway, so because of that, we're recording this episode a little earlier than normal, which means there is no box office report. So you just get an episode this week of a fine, fine film.
We did. Or we overloaded you last week.
Of The Great Wall.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
We could either have done a fine film or The Great Wall. We chose The Great Wall.
Well, so. I can tell you right now, coming in at number one, Lego Batman. Coming in at number seven, The Great Wall.
All right. Number seven. That's not good.
Just a prediction.
It'll
not
be,
good.
I don't know. There's not a lot out to compete. I mean,
no,
you know, like.
I bet you it will be a number.
I think like three
four.
Or four.
I bet you, yeah.
Four, three or four, yeah. maybe.
I mean, they timed it right where there's a gap. That Logan doesn't come out until, he's got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think 50 Shades will beat it. I hate to say that, but I think 50 Shades is going to beat it, and I know Lego will beat it.
John
That'll
Wick,
be number one.
Maybe.
John Wick might beat it because of word of mouth, and this has such poor. So I'm saying four on this
one. All right. Well, I guess we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
So this is a movie that... Yeah.
Can you call it that technically?
Well, yes, I can. It's not a film. It's a movie.
It's such a cynical existence that this movie has.
Yeah.
You know, because it was made entirely for... China.
Yep.
It's already made over $200 million.
Of course it has.
Yeah.
It came out like 2 weeks ago. So it's the box office before basically the first weekend of U.S. release is like $250 million.
Now, I feel, and on the one hand, I feel bad saying that because, you know, ultimately every movie is made for a certain audience,
right,
whether it be a country or a demographic or whatever. And, but like, there just seems something so callous about this, about. Or calculated.
I don't know, because I don't think each movie is made for a country. I mean, you know, there's worldwide efforts, or there's a certain demo that lives in every country.
They're all business ventures, though, ultimately.
There are movies that are made specifically for the foreign market, though.
Yeah, like that which is a whole thing, not a country. Like, this movie is just so calculated.
But it's such
a massive country.
Yeah. But I guess my point is that...
Country.
You know, the flip side of that argument is that, well, every film is a business venture. Every producer is trying to get their money back.
And China's not a continent.
And
well, I was thinking Asia.
Yeah. But we're talking about China.
And every producer is, you know, looks and says, well, who's going to buy a ticket to this?
Right.
And so, you know, as China has opened up as a film market, it's become very important. But like, yeah, this is just very calculative. Like, let's put but it's also interesting, the flip, right? It used to be, let's put a Chinese star in an American movie so we can open in China. And now China's saying, well, how about we just cherry pick some of you gringos? That's Chinese, right? Gringo?
Yeah, gringo's Chinese.
Yeah, gringo's Chinese.
Yep.
And we'll cherry pick some of your gringos, throw them in our movie
the director of this is he's a massive director in China. Like, he's a big name over there.
And I believe this is the most expensive Chinese film ever made.
I think that's probably
correct. I heard $150 million.
Yeah.
That could be. I mean, when you look at the Chinese film, like when they go CG, like their CG is not... It's really weird to say that, but their CG doesn't compare to ours.
Yeah.
It's a different look. It's definitely more cartoony. That's how their CG... The big problem that they had for a while with the Godzilla movies is I think that there were a couple that they tried to do CG with, and it was bad.
It almost killed that franchise, and they took a lot of heat for that, and they finally were like...
This last one that they did...
The suit is back.
Yeah.
And like that's...
I think it was Shin Godzilla is the one that's like the return.
Oh, so he was really tiny.
He was itty bitty.
Yeah, just right up to your
shin. The size of a shin.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the problem was.
Yeah. You know.
How hard is it to animate that? It's pretty small. Yeah.
But I think that if you look at a lot of their CG heavy movies, they don't look good.
They're bad.
And I don't, you know, and I take that back. They're not bad, but they're just not on our level.
Well, that's speaking relatively. I mean, you've got ILM and good CG, and then you have bad.
Well, I can't. I don't think because we can ship our stuff out to different people. I wonder if they can't. Like, I wonder if they're kind of in Canada where
you have to have
some sort of Canadian
content or producers
in your stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if in China they're like, no, you keep this stuff in house.
I think, you know, I know they give precedent or priority to Chinese produced films.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, you know, like part of the reason Force Awakens never really conquered the international box office, it did fine.
$1 billion.
Don't misunderstand me. But the reason it couldn't really cross that line of highest grossing film of all time is because the original Star Wars didn't get a real release in China, right? So
there's no nostalgia factor.
So there's no nostalgia built in, and that's what's driving that franchise.
Sure.
I mean, they're good movies, but I mean, it's also...
She has long hair now.
It's also nostalgia.
They showed her a picture of her with, like, longer hair. It's a new promo image that just came out of Rey, where she's, instead of having, like, the short hair, she's got long brown hair. And they're like, what does that mean? I was like...
I mean, she let her hair grow out.
Yeah, whatever, that means nothing.
Yeah. But so there was no nostalgia for...
Sure.
For Star Wars, and so it didn't.
Do you think that like nostalgia factor, when you look at a Superman movie, like do you think that the character transcend? Like we have to assume that 1978 Superman probably didn't get a big release over in China.
I mean, American films didn't in that time frame.
Right.
Like, I mean, I think the original Star Wars made something like like $7 or $8 million.
Do you think that the character of Superman or like or comic book characters
right
transcend that? Like, do you think that obviously they do because that's where it made Batman vs Superman made a bunch of money overseas?
Oh, I mean, probably because they at least know them through the comic books, right? My guess.
Okay,
you know, and they also, I mean, you got to figure Batman has like a 50-year head start on Star Wars.
Sure, yeah,
from
totally.
Entering the
zeitgeist. Public,
yeah, the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Or whatever the Chinese version of zeitgeist is. No. I don't know.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, but anyway, so you know, this has been a very calculated effort on their part of like. Because I also know that in China, they've been starting to get some pushback on these American movies that just insert a random Chinese character.
Chinese prime minister.
So they can get a release there. And so, you know, a lot of Chinese people are starting to see through that as they become more savvy film goers.
Sure.
Like, they're rolling their eyes at it. And so I think this was their attempt to be like, well, we'll go the other direction
and get one of these white guys.
Yeah. And it's difficult because, you know, a lot of times the storylines in a movie like this become white savior,
right?
Like the white guy rides in and saves the day.
Kind of what this did a little bit.
It's catching flack for it.
But I don't think that's really the story it tells. I don't think he's a white savior.
All right.
He helps.
Well, as we go.
Yeah. But they teach him. I think they did it the other way where they save him, so to speak.
Interesting.
You know,
well, since we can't do a box office report, just to give you an idea of the scale that the Chinese theater, you know, operates on just in that country alone, let me run down the top 10 Chinese movies of 2016.
Okay.
Movies in the Chinese box office,
right,
including American films.
The Mermaid.
The Mermaid,
one.
$526 million in China.
Yep.
Zootopia, $235 million. So look at the drop there. So that
drop
shows you that Mermaid in China, that's just like they force their people to see it. I mean,
they will increase screen counts.
Yeah.
They will suppress screen counts for American films. I know there was an animated film a year or two
there
back
was,
that like, they wouldn't let into the
was
market.
Was it the Monster?
I don't remember, because they had their own animated movie that was opening around that time, and they didn't want the American movie to steal from the Chinese movie's box office.
Yeah. I think that's
it was
what
some
it was
kind
called
of monster thing, animated. Number three, Warcraft, $220 million in China.
Oh, wow.
Captain America Civil War, $190 million. The Monkey King 2 in 3D. Joe, I know that was one of your favorites from last year.
I didn't know that was a thing.
$185 million. From Vegas to Macau 3, also known as Du Cheng Feng Yun 3.
Who's in it?
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Sorry, it's the Chinese title. Yeah.
I was like, Vegas to Macau? What the hell is that? Oh, Du Cheng
Wang
Con Sui.
Sui.
I don't know.
$170 million on that one. Then you have Operation Mekong with $170. The Great Wall, $170 million so far in China alone.
It's been out for 2 weeks.
It's been out for 2 weeks.
It's top 10.
Crazy.
That's before U.S. release. But then number nine, Kung Fu Panda 3, ended up making $154.
Interesting.
And number
Kung
10.
Kung Fu Panda 3. Why do I feel like the movie came out like 9 years ago?
That's what
ago?
I was thinking.
Are these like, of all time or this year? This is of this year.
2016, yeah.
Kung Fu Panda.
I feel like Kung Fu Panda came out like 2 years
must
ago.
Must have been released in the beginning of 2016.
I don't know. I feel like the movie came out like a million years ago.
I agree.
$129.
I feel.
So it came out a year ago and a year and a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
so
it was released in January of
2016. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. And then number 10, of course, Time Raiders at $150.
Of course, Time Raiders.
The Jungle Book, 2016, $150 as well. So a close number 11 there. So that's how much money China accounts for. And so if you ever hear us talk about the foreign box office, which a huge one is China, that is why people are making movies catered to that box office.
Sure.
I mean, their country alone, hundreds of millions of dollars additionally.
If China would let movies about ghosts get released, we would probably have gotten a Ghostbusters too.
Probably. That's probably true.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because they
that's
have
true.
This weird rule that they don't about afterlife and ghosts and
they won't let them.
$150 million would have been huge for that.
Yeah, that would have been the difference.
Yeah.
And that's why you'll probably get a World of Warcraft too. It only made $80 million dollars here. It might have even been less.
It made like half a billion.
But worldwide, it's a huge
money.
Hit.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge hit. So
and much like this one, apparently.
Yeah.
Over
so,
there.
Anyway.
Yeah. So we are first introduced to Matt Damon and the guy from Dorne from Game of Thrones. Like the poor guy that gets his eyes poked out by the mountain. So they're, you know, it looks like they're raiders and they're riding across. Somehow they've gotten to China.
Pascal. What's his name? Pedro Pascal or
I don't know.
Something. I'll think of it, but
the guy from Dorne.
Yeah, the guy from Dorn. That's actually what,
everybody's
he changed his name
know
because
what
know
I'm talking about when I say that.
All right, continue.
So there are these raiders and they're riding across the desert of China, and they're being chased by more Tusken raiders. I guess they're not Tusken.
Tusken raiders.
And then so they bunk for the night. They set up camp and they are attacked by these creatures. Matt Damon, because he has a magnet, which I didn't. Okay, like that was the part where I was like,
Pedro Pascal.
Okay. Like the magnet?
Yeah.
I know.
The magnet is the...
So,
and it's not like
so
a typical
guy,
magnet. It's like a chunk of magnet.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a chunk of metal. It's so like the...
Are we sure that he isn't the one that has this effect? Because he's a chick magnet.
That's true.
Oh, you know what?
He is Matt Damon.
And those monsters are the opposite of a pretty chick.
That's also
so
true.
Uh-huh.
So
rebound
puts him to sleep. Like this movie did to me.
Yeah, in this movie, so one of the guys, there's like five or six of them, and someone's like, oh, you need to lighten your load. Why are you carrying this magnet? And he throws it away, and Matt Damon's like, I will take that magnet. Like, and then the exposition.
And it was just like, why? I wonder if this magnet will be important.
I mean, seriously, it was just so terrible. And also, I think the exposition in this, I mean,
some of it was really bad.
Seriously, they're like, well, you know, we have been riding in this dangerous area.
Oh,
I mean,
true.
The riding to catch you up to speed.
There was one scene of exposition. It was just a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah. It was, I don't know if I've ever seen as much exposition.
Just breaking it bullet points. Breaking it down.
I seriously don't know if I've ever seen so much exposition packed into an opening scene.
Yeah.
Like they were just like those guys don't know that they're riding around in a danger. He's sort of like, well, you know, this is dangerous because we're riding from these guys. And
he's like, oh, those guys.
Yeah, it was just
what
so,
was I thinking?
So bad. And then the magnet thing. I will take that magnet.
Yeah, I will put that magnet in my bag. Thank you, sir.
So yeah, that just kind of got you ready for what we're about to see.
So these things attack, and because of this magnet, somehow it slows the monsters down or puts them to sleep.
Well, they can't hear is the actual
reason.
They communicate, they can't hear. So Damon ends up cutting one of the arms or legs off of this thing. They keep going. It's just down to the guy from Dorn and Matt Damon. Born and Dorn. That's who these guys are.
if you want.
So they're making their way.
Two better movies and subject matters.
Right. So, well, that last. Huh? What was the bad one? Legacy.
Oh, I don't care. I'm just, I'm guaranteeing
would,
you it's a better
rather,
movie than
I would
this.
Rather watch Born Legacy than,
Yeah. And I hate that movie.
Kevin and I were talking before, and I was like, it's not, well, I mean, at least it's better than Gods of Egypt. I'm like, at least this one had actual Chinese people in it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. They didn't.
Wouldn't have been funny if the Chinese people had recast all the Chinese people with Koreans?
Yeah. They're like, wait a minute.
Hey, these are Filipinos. What's going on?
Now, come on.
I just have to mention, because I know this movie isn't going to take an hour to talk about, I was going on Amazon Prime, and I found the musical Aladdin, made for television, directed in 1990, directed by...
Mickey Dolenz.
Dolenz, starring Barry Bostwick as the flamboyant genie.
Perfect.
And, okay, every single actor, every single one is white, and they are supposed to be in China.
No, wait, Aladdin's not in China.
Well, they made up Agrabah, but I'm telling you, in this show, they are in China, and every actor is white, and so one...
Wait, is Aladdin supposed to be set in China?
No, well, what he's saying is Agrabah's not a real place.
I got that.
And they chose to set theirs in China.
Okay.
The story of Aladdin was not invented by Disney. This was two years prior to Disney.
Sure.
So they made Agrabah. Okay, so they set this in China. And so there's like a lady out doing her laundry. It's this big fat woman and just like a handmaiden looking type dress. I don't know how to describe it, but like
it's a
head
boom
covering.
Boom.
Yeah, she's just in one of those bit, you know, whatever. And she's doing her laundry and someone goes up, "Good morning, Mrs. Chow." And it's just this white woman with no accent. Her name is Mrs. Chow or Mrs. Chang. Mrs.
That's
Chang.
Hilarious.
Oh, what? She can't be fluent?
Yeah. And then so they go to the palace and Princess Jasmine is now Mei Ling. another American white woman, Mei Ling. And it is just hilarious. I mean, every character is white and they all have Chinese names. They're in China.
So that predates Disney Aladdin by
2 years.
3 years?
2 years.
92?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was 2 years earlier. And I don't know what anyone was thinking. Barry Boswick comes out as the genie and he's in this like purple, shiny, glittery outfit and he's flailing his arms around. And if you have Amazon Prime, just look for Aladdin 1990. Watch this. There's one scene where, you know, he's trying to be magical and like it's like the genie has some kind of like sparkly magic effect.
Just it throwing glitter in the air.
Yes. That is exactly what he does. He takes a handful of glitter.
Like, he's like Rip Torn.
Yes. Rip Taylor. Yeah.
Rip Taylor.
Or, well, yeah. I don't know. Rip Torn's gotten pretty weird. But he literally has a handful of glitter and they zoom up kind of close to his face and you see the hand come up into the shot and glitter flies in front of him.
It's almost so, like, so the last, there's a scene in Friday the 13th where the last scene of the movie, right? Tom Savini has crafted this pretty impressive prosthetic for 1980 or whatever. And they're, you know, they're going to cut the head off Mrs. Voorhees. So what the director wanted was for like hands to come up and like, you know, grab for the head. So if you watch it, the hands look like mine because it's the stuntman's hands. So like the female antagonist of the entire
movie has these
giant hairy male hands come up into frame like grabbing at the
got man hands.
Yeah. It's got man hands. So. Yeah, but yeah, that's
anyway.
That's
talking about whitewashing, so at least it wasn't that. And I mean, I'll give them total credit.
Gods of Egypt straight up whitewashed everybody.
Yeah,
everybody. Yeah. And that, like,
except for the one guy.
the one, Chadwick Boseman. Is that who that was?
I think that's who it was.
Yeah, the Black Panther. So they end up, they're making their way across the desert. They're being chased, and then they come up against the Great Wall. And this is where we're introduced to all of our other heroes at this point. So you've got like the general and his second in command, which is a chick, and everybody else. So they kind of say they're like, you know, we can.
Do you think in the year 1100 that women would be?
I mean, if Mulan has taught me anything.
When is this taking?
It's supposed to be on about 900 years ago. So I'm going to say the year 1100. I just don't know if women would be a general in an army.
Or even a second in command.
Right. I don't know. That just seemed, and I don't know enough about ancient Chinese history, but.
Ancient China.
Yeah. But well, anyways, I guess on the flip side, this whole thing is fantastical. Yeah.
Yes.
Not fantastic. Just to be clear.
Fantastical.
It's fantastical.
Yes. I'm just curious, as a question. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Would that really be, or is that just movie magic?
I don't know.
Magic?
Well, I mean, Matt Damon doesn't have an accent, and America doesn't exist yet.
That's
true.
Well, he's not supposed to be American. He's supposed to be European.
Right, and he doesn't have an accent.
He has an accent. It's intermittent. It's almost as bad.
Yeah, it does try to come in and out.
It drops in and out.
He's got a Kevin Costner.
And more out than in is kind of the...
I was like, what is that he's trying to do? Like, I couldn't really discern it, but he's trying to do something.
Yeah, he's trying to do something. So they give themselves... They realize that they are better off surrendering to
another movie.
He's like, when am I doing the next Bourne movie?
He was like, man, I produced Manchester by the Sea. Oh, that's right. Let me check my wire transfer.
Never mind.
No, I get it.
Perfect.
I get it.
Joe asked me before the movie, I said, why did Matt Damon do this movie? I'm like Joe.
There's like money bag.
I sent
emojis.
Him $5 sign emojis, or Scrooge
but
McDuck money bags.
I feel
bags.
Like some of the, like, there are some actors in Hollywood that you don't see doing paycheck. I don't remember, like, Damon doing paycheck movies. You know what I mean?
But
like,
I mean,
I think this is, I would say this is probably his first like straight up paycheck
movie. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could,
I think the thing is that he's going to be able, okay, this movie they knew would make hundreds of million in China alone. I'm sure he had a fat paycheck, you know, and it was all guaranteed. He probably has like a guaranteed plus gross,
right,
or something ridiculous, something gross like that.
It was gross.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's going to make a ton of money and now he can go make Manchester by the Sea 2, and he can go make, you know.
Did that movie lend itself to a sequel?
He can go make Good Will Hunting 2, and, you know, but he can do all
hunting
these.
Hunting season.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Applesauce, bitch. Yeah. So,
I can't believe. So, just because I want to talk about someone else. Did you see all the Kevin Smith stuff? Have you seen everything that has come out? So, Clerks 3 isn't going to happen because I have to assume it's
Randall. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Anderson dropped out because they could barely get him back for 2.
Yeah. And he didn't get paid for 2, so...
Oh, is that right?
I think they finally kind of cleared it up, but he still holds a big grudge. And
For 2 or 1?
For 2.
Oh. Well, they had to, because he came back for Zach and Miri.
Well, I don't know.
Why would you come back to work for the guy that didn't pay you?
That's a Hollywood, big Hollywood movie. So maybe like that was maybe a make good. Like, hey, I'm gonna throw you in this.
Yeah. It's not. Okay. He's not mad at Kevin Smith. It was Miramax. He was mad at for not paying him.
And then Mallrats is gonna either go to comic form or a TV show.
No one's picked it up. To six people, and no one will pick it up. So he said he will eventually release it as a comic book or something.
Oh,
so now it's Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Which is, I think, when you hear what that means, when he explains it on Smodcast, it's like, oh.
Should be fun. I enjoyed Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, so I'm excited.
I have not gone back and revisited it in a long time.
Oh, I liked it.
It's been a long time.
They're seasoning, they're flavor. I can't do a whole movie of Jay and Silent Bob.
So they're taken into custody. This is where we also see Norman Osborn shows up in this movie randomly. And I was just like, he's standing in the shadows, and I was like, Is that Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, he can take a paycheck.
I did not realize Willem Dafoe was in this movie. So I saw him standing in the corner, I'm like, okay.
Autofocus and Antichrist don't pay for themselves. They don't pay the bills, man.
Is he in that?
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I heard everybody talk about it. I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
I don't need to.
No, you made the right call.
Thank you. So they're taken into custody. They explained to these guards and the general that he has killed. Well, he thinks he's killed.
He's got a claw.
He's got it. Yeah, he kept the claw.
He's got a claw from one of these.
He's got the magnet and
creature.
The claw.
He's got him. Yeah,
and that's about it.
It sounds like he sounds like a juggalo.
like from the
magnets. How do they work?
Oh, juggalos.
It's the only one. I'm not opening the gate, Joe.
Please.
Calm down.
All right, good.
He's going to bleep one, and that's going to be it.
I'll let it go.
Yeah.
I felt bad that I missed last time episode.
Give me
free reign to say whatever I
want.
No, you got to get your wife on board.
Oh, good. That's not going to happen.
Does she think we're swingers? Is that why she won't come on the dirty episode?
No, she's a feminist. It doesn't like the message of those movies.
Well, we didn't either. It's all we talked about.
I know. I'm well aware.
You can see something you don't agree with and then tell people you don't agree with it. That's the joy of a podcast.
Yep.
She just doesn't even want to be affiliated.
No. With me in general.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to go out in public.
I'm surprised she even took your last name.
She didn't.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. I'm just kidding.
I see that maiden name in her Facebook profile.
That's actually weird. That's her. She changed her. This was her first name. And then she changed her middle name
to her maiden name?
To Kathleen Johnson. And then my last name. Like we have the same last name. But her middle name is Kathleen Johnson. Because she didn't want to get rid of her.
Oh, that's funny.
Name,
Oh, her middle name is
Kathleen Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kathleen Dash Johnson.
Yeah.
That's her middle name. Now somebody's going to steal her.
Now they can steal her identity.
Yeah, great.
And you don't want to steal her identity because then you're married to Joe.
That's true. And you're stuck with
so
me.
So she should be safe.
I'm going to come onto your house. Yeah. I'm gonna watch wrestling all the time there.
Remind me, what was our social again?
490. No.
Just the last four.
Yes.
We just need to verify a couple
now,
things.
Now, for my next trick, what's the first 5 of your social?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. How did he know? So they kind of say that, like, I can't, it's impossible. The typical thing where it's just like, these foreigners couldn't have killed one of these things. That's impossible.
These gringos.
Yeah, these gringos. They can't do anything, and they don't believe them. They throw, like, but they, do they get them to the cells before the first attack happens?
I don't think so.
No, well, the guy goes, I'm so sorry, I can't find the key. Okay, just bring him up to the wall.
Oh, yeah, I can't find the right key. Nah, just bring him on with us.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's the worst that can happen?
Again, the writing in this movie as far as, like.
China's always been very welcoming to outsiders.
Yeah. I wonder if there's two scripts. Like, I wonder, obviously you can't dub, Matt Damon is not going to learn Chinese. But I wonder if there's. I wonder if the
they shot. If they shot.
Well, I wonder if
this
scenes,
is entirely in English.
Yeah, but I wonder if there's another version of this movie.
Yeah, like what we're saying is, did they shoot the scenes twice? Once in Chinese, once in English.
Yes.
Like so in China, all the because I can't imagine
they're
going
to subtitle the Chinese.
I can't imagine that if this whole thing is to basically suck up to the Chinese market, that they would have all the Chinese actors speak in English because there happens to be a white guy in the movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder if there's something lost in translation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between the scripts.
Okay.
You know,
but
like you say,
I'm going to go on a limb and say it sucks in both languages.
No, and that's the thing is it wasn't when I say the script is bad, I didn't mean just the dialogue. What I meant was, although that is bad.
It's just as bad.
No, the dialogue's terrible. What I mean is the situations. Like, I'm just the writing.
They're ludicrous.
Are they common? Not the rapper. Oh.
but like the situation's like, how are we going to get Matt Damon and Pedro Pascal up to the wall because, you know, they're supposed to be imprisoned? Oh, I can't find the right key. Like, That's the guy's job. Like, don't you think he should have a key to a jail cell?
They let you know that this guy's a complete wuss.
But
also,
I would think, like, in China in 1100, like, oh, we can't find the key to the cell for these white guys. Let's just kill them.
Right.
Feed them to the monsters.
Yes, feed them to the
dragons. I'm pretty sure they're going to probably kill them anyway, right? Like, before they help out, they were going to be dead anyway. So like, it's just like, okay, bring them on up.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
So we got nothing else going on over here. Yeah.
So this is the first giant fight with these quote unquote. They're not dragons because they don't spit fire.
I
monsters.
Call them, yeah.
They're monsters. They're lizard monsters.
Gila monsters.
Yes, they're mutated Gila monsters is what they are. There's a name for them, but I don't speak Chinese, and I don't remember what they were. Like
Tao Te?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So they attack, and it's
World War Z. It's
Deep Blue Sea.
It's like, a big CGI mob climbing up a wall.
Exactly. And I will say, in World War Z, that worked.
And
like
it,
that,
yes.
And it looked good. The CG was really good in World War Z.
Right.
I'm not going to excuse it, though. I don't care. I mean, I get that maybe these Chinese movies don't have that good of CG. That doesn't mean I have to be okay with it. It looked terrible.
But I mean,
hang on. When you do CG, you need, like, hundreds of people sitting around working for hours on end for pennies a day. Where are you going to find that in China, Joe?
Yeah,
you
true.
Tell me, where are you going to find that in China?
The Under Armour sweatshop?
China. Where are you going to find that in
China? I'm pretty sure that there's a Nike place over there or Adidas.
I think you're thinking of Des Moines.
Oh, sorry. That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
So, yeah, you just see tons of these, like...
Well, and on the wall, they have all these, like, color-coded... people.
Yeah, so like
and they
the
do
rest-
this weird thing where they like the women bungee jump down,
yeah,
so they can stay like and like let's paint a picture, if you will. There are tens of thousands of these things rushing the wall.
Correct.
There are acres in every direction of these things rushing the wall.
Right.
And their solution to fight them is
12 people on bungee cords.
12 Chinese women
with spears.
On bungee cords with spears.
It is correct. That's
but also. How long is the wall?
In real life, it's 1,200 miles, isn't it?
Okay. They attack one part
one
of the wall?
That's what I mean. That
there's one scene where like they're focusing on this one part. I was like, why don't they just
that's
go
what
up
I
the
mean.
Wall
there's,
down that
the,
way?
Because Gila monsters are stupid.
That's the problem with this.
Gila monsters are the problem with this movie.
I blame the Gila monsters. I think my favorite part is when they're like, they have these drums that they're beating.
Right.
And they're like, the drums are for close combat.
Right.
That's the cue. Oh, it's close combat. There's drums. You know what else is a good cue for close combat? A damn dragon in your face. Oh, there's a dragon in my face.
Ah, close combat.
I think we're having close combat. Who would have thunk it? And then the other part is when like there's like the queen or whatever.
Yeah.
And the one guy, I don't know who, and not because they're Chinese, but because it's badly written.
Right.
Just to be clear. The one guy like points out into the acres.
I think that was the general
of Gila monsters and goes, there's the queen.
Like you would see him in the middle.
What the hell are you doing?
That is the main.
Damon goes, I'm not Hawkeye. Like that's Jeremy Renner. I can't see that far. Yeah.
Like that is one of the huge problems. And this movie is flooded with issues. But one of the huge problems of this movie is the sheer quantity of these monsters and the amount of people in their army. It doesn't make
sense.
There's no scale.
They would be dead.
Yes. In seconds. You see them climbing the wall, you see them climbing those towers, there are not hundreds or thousands, there are tens of thousands in each area.
It's like these Gila monsters are one of those weird M.C. Escher paintings where it's like the hand is drawing itself. Because it's like they keep climbing the wall, but they never get to the top. Yeah. They just keep cycling over each other.
The fact that they made the scale that large, the magnitude of how many of these monsters there are, is just so stupid. And I guess maybe no one's looking at that, but they could never beat them. It's not feasible.
It would be impossible.
So
like
that's
how have they never reached this wall?
And apparently they attack.
And they do it every 60 years. And it's been going on for like thousands of years. And I'm like, how have they never breached this wall?
Are we led to believe they win every time?
That's, yes.
How could they?
They have to win every time. Otherwise they would have gone.
That's what I'm saying. Are we led to believe that like these are a new people that take over, or they win for thousands of years?
No, they win, and then to keep the population numbers down, they just ship them to the wall.
That's how who wins? Who you're saying who wins?
Yeah, the good guys. Yeah. Are we led? I'm saying they do this every 6 years. Are we led to believe they win every year?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Yes, they've won every.
It just makes no sense.
They've won, and not even like with the adaptation of technology and weaponry. Right. So,
no,
like back in the day, they didn't have the flaming fire cannons or the bungee jumpers or, you know, the sophisticated, I use the word sophisticated, bow and arrows.
Right.
You know,
they didn't have the wooden rabbit.
That was ridiculous. The wooden rabbit where Damon is like, he's showing them his bow and arrow skills.
Oh, that was the part in the
euphemism.
No, it's not. That was the part in the trailer.
That was the part. Oh, that's the part in the trailer that I was just.
I feel like he shot more like. I feel like he shot more arrows than actually hit the thing. Like that, I feel like he shot
like
six
Lego
arrows.
Batman. Damon is like Lego Batman, where he's like, "I'm gonna get it in one try." Shring, 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 shring. First try. Yeah, like
the guy from Dorne flips this ceramic cup into the air, and Damon fires an arrow, and it like hits the cup. And then I feel like he fires four arrows.
And two hit.
No. And it's just like,
I don't know.
Okay,
it's just such a stupid scene. As soon as I saw that in the trailer, like, let's see his bow and arrow skills. Oh, my gosh, he can catch a bull with arrows.
He can have the bull land on said arrows. Anyway, so they're up on the wall, and they end up fighting. And the scene wasn't awful. Like, I didn't think it was, like, the scene itself. I thought was kind of...
Which scene is this again? They all kind of blur together.
The scene where the Matt Damon and the guy from Dorne fight on the wall for the first time.
Oh.
Where
I don't know. Have a monster jump at you and you step to the side. I guess that's how you beat him. You just step to the side one at a time. They line up. Jump, step to the side, arrow. Jump, step to the side, sword.
It's like
jump.
A video game.
I will
game.
Say that they're saying that because
they can't see.
He's got the magnet that it makes it easier for him to kill them because he's got the magnet.
Look at
but
you.
It's just like
look at you remembering random plot
so
points
you
I
go.
Forgot about.
There you go, Juggalos. Yeah. That's how they work.
But I thought it was funny where I'm like, wow, is his solution to beat the monsters every time to move out of the way and then shoot
aside?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's not like the Gila monsters are going back and having a confab. Hey, he's gonna fake to the right.
Look,
go left.
Have you seen the?
Whoa, hang on. I'm a Gila monster.
He's driving.
Is this my right or his right?
Look, you know the new white guy we haven't seen before.
Yeah,
he's really good.
White guys are really good. I don't mean to be racist, but white guys are really good at killing us Gila monsters
for whatever reason.
Now
I don't know why.
Now,
he's figured us out.
Now how many? Now did we say we're there are like 5 or 10 of these Gila monsters, or how
oh, no,
many?
There were hundreds of thousands.
Oh, hundreds
of those.
I'm glad that one at a time attacked Damon.
Yes.
That's good.
Well, that's where they got it in all these kung fu movies,
right? Yeah. Well, like, look
one
the old legend says that if you just they only
the Gila
attack one at a time.
We're circling the wall.
Yeah.
And just
yeah. And they also apparently breached the wall one at a time.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, so we saw them climbing hundreds of thousands at a time.
Yeah.
But then one at a time. Just goes up over the
He's
edge.
He's like, well, no, you hold my feet, and then I'll pull you up.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Larry, you bastard, you're supposed to pull me up.
Now, if we were in Germany, I would make your bump.
Yeah.
In Russia, the road forks you. So, yeah, they for whatever, somehow they fight off the first wave. And they're
because after 10, I guess they decided to retreat.
Yeah. Like, the Gila monsters are like, look,
yeah,
man.
Why do they stop?
That's what I mean.
Tired?
We
is
can't
it
take
dark?
Anymore.
They're like, that's
there
dumb.
Were literally hundreds of thousands of these things.
Oh, I would say
million.
Maybe a million. I mean, it just goes on.
And they fight maybe they kill 100?
It goes on to the side as far as the eye can see, and it goes on to the distance as far as the eye can see.
So maybe they beat 100 in this montage?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
And they just retreat.
Sure.
Have we entertained the notion that perhaps Gila monsters are pussies?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm just... I hope good. Now. I
he
first
gets,
off,
the first one gets Larry gets shot in the face, and Daryl's like, "Oh no,
no!"
Now I'm not going anywhere near those guys.
If there are any Gila monsters listening, Joe said that.
Yeah,
it's true.
I can make it sound like that in editing.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All you have to do is poke him in the eye; they go away.
Yeah,
Joe,
it's like a shark.
Fade to the right.
Yeah, fade to the
poke
right.
Poke him in
the
eye.
Poke him in
the
eye. You're good to go.
Just fight him near your refrigerator.
That's right.
And you'll be fine.
Don't even worry about it
because all the magnets.
Yeah,
unless. You have a stainless steel refrigerator.
Which
you
I
know,
don't.
I really
good. Yeah. Should be okay.
I really enjoyed the comedy scene where they were like, wait a minute, you're right, my right. You're right. Oh, I thought you said my right. And they bump heads and it was a big, I mean, it was.
He gets poked. They both get poked in the
very
eye.
Very entertaining.
It's all three. Three Stooges brought to life from Gila monsters. So, yeah, they go back inside.
You haven't lived until you hear the Chinese remix of Yakety Sax.
Yeah.
It's just the same thing with, you know, Raul Julia coming in there to say hello. He's like, don't you say it.
I think
don't
it's,
you say it.
I think it's called Yakety Racks.
You're lucky, Steve's not here.
That was Kevin.
That was
so
bad.
We get our next
so
big
bad.
Exposition dump.
Yeah.
They go to the room.
Damon lays it out that he is like a grifter, I guess.
Yeah.
Where he was born and
sold off
to different armies.
They were like, you did good out there. Like, yeah. Once, you know, he killed the four monsters or whatever that sent the millions retreating.
The one scene that I did like is where the two guys are talking to each other. Like, they're captured for the first time. They're talking to each other about how to escape. And then the gal walks over and starts speaking English. And they're both like, huh, you speak English, huh? And she was like, yeah. And there was no explanation as to why she spoke, like, why she spoke a language that she would have no business speaking ever. Like, ever. That would never be a thing.
There's, like, they've never, I mean, they've probably
the
never
language,
interacted
yeah,
with
never.
Anyone.
Like, I have to believe that China has never interacted with somebody from Europe at that point, right?
I believe the first the Italians went in 1266.
But they weren't speaking English.
Fair enough.
Right. So this is 1100, so she knows. But then again, we don't know if a woman would be a general or commander either.
So we're just throwing everything out the
window. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So they give his information dump where he was like a grifter and he fought for all these different. He's fought. What flag do you fight for? And he was just like, all of them.
Yeah.
Do you have a flag? I'll fight for it. It's cool. Like, you got money? I'll do it too. And she's like, you're not honorable. And he was like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, oh. I didn't say that I was.
Well, and then there was also the exposition dump about the Gila monsters.
Oh, right.
About how
every
they fight every
this
year.
Is the part where
and
I was
they
like,
rise
was
up
this
because
made in America?
Of, they rise up because of greed. Like, what?
Yeah, that's the other part that I didn't get. Yeah, I was going to mention that, is that, because of the people's greed. Like, they don't explain what that means, why the people are greedy.
Yeah.
It's their way of saying, hey, modern day film goer.
Right.
You live in a communist country, bitch.
Just, be good or the Gila monsters. Or
yeah.
Look, they've already taken over, Kevin.
Yeah.
They're in the White House. Put the glasses on, Kevin. What? Have you ever seen They Live?
The lizard people.
Yeah, like, put the glasses
over.
On.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Bart Simpson versus the space aliens.
Yeah.
Well, on NES.
What movie? I wonder if that John Wick scene, now that I'm thinking, going back to They Live, like that fight, that hand to hand fight scene. I wonder if that's longer than the They Live fight scene. I feel like that could be longer.
I don't know.
I think we'd be hearing about it.
That's what I thought too, but it felt
that's
like
pretty
it,
long.
I felt like it went on for a long, and not in a bad way.
Yeah.
But that went on for a long time. I don't know.
Either way. But I don't understand. Like, if they rise up because of greed, so that means your greed is on a 60-year cycle?
Right.
How does it rise up because of greed and every 60 years?
Are they
years?
Attacking because
that doesn't make any sense.
Because well, the guy from Dorne is greedy and they're just like, oh,
no, because they were
no,
attacking
every
before
60
he got
years.
There.
No,
every 60
no, they weren't attacking. Like, they stay at the
no, they
first
showed up. There was a whole, they were already ready for attack,
oh,
and they said
true.
It's every 60
but it doesn't
years.
Matter. It's every 60 years on a schedule.
That's
like, then, and where do they come from?
Well, when two Gila monsters love each other very much.
But where do these millions,
the
like,
Papa Gila monster and the Mama Gila monster,
they don't ever show, they just show up, right?
Have a special hug.
they make little Gilas.
They just show up, right? There was
up?
No,
yeah,
like,
show up,
no. Portal.
Show up,
I think there was
there a portal?
I think there was an exposition dump about where they came from.
They
I
show
just don't
up pissed about the interest rate. It gets too high, you're greedy, and then they come at
that's
you.
That's it.
It's game on.
They come at you.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
That's what they're going to do.
And then they're like, oh, we have a battle plan from 900 years ago.
That'll work.
We did this thing with a magnet. Whoa, you've known this for 900
and
years
and never bothered to go get more magnets.
You've never said anything. You've had this battle plan about magnets for 900
and you didn't put magnets into
years.
The wall,
like, what? Yeah, why not
just build them onto the wall?
Yeah, like,
then
what?
They can't climb up.
Like, when this was introduced into the story and I go, they're going to fight
you,
them with magnets, I'm like,
you fought them 15 times, knowing damn good and well what magnets do to them.
Right.
Like, and it's not like, first off, that magnets are hard to find.
Nope.
It's not like magnets do something bad to you. So it's not like, well, we shouldn't bring the magnets around because they hurt us too. Like,
right.
Like, even if the magnets did nothing, roll the dice.
Just bring, like I said, just
bring a magnet along.
Put them in the wall.
Yeah, throw a compass at them, something. Like, what?
Well, I can't believe that magnet he picked up in the beginning came in handy.
Well,
that
it's
was
also,
just
I thought,
surprising.
So I was holding my daughter.
What a quirky turn of fate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so like, why would they? They said, I remember specifically, 900 years. This is a 900-year-old battle plan. What the hell?
So what have they been doing not reading their battle plan?
And every 60 years is not that far apart.
No.
Like if they were fighting them every 200 years, I could be like, maybe somebody forgot.
Are we led to believe that someone in the last 60 years that was in charge of the battle plans, like they did use them 60 years ago and it somehow got lost in translation?
I mean, they said this is a 900-year-old battle plan and this is what your magnet's doing. Like we, like, oh yeah.
Thanks
for the reminder, Whitey.
Again, this is just... They wanted some big CG action scenes that were
sure.
terrible, and the story is just total trash. That's all it's to it. There's no good explanation for
so
it.
So the
side plot is that Pedro Pascal and the Green Goblin want to steal
So wait,
explosives.
you call the Pedro Pascal, you get his name right, but you can't get the Green Goblin's name right?
Well, I think it's because there's no way to say Willem without feeling like a douche.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's a douchey name.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Sorry, Willem. I know you didn't pick it. Like, it was picked for you. That's how names work, unless you're like Dweezil Zappa. But
that works.
Yeah, but Frank Zappa let his kids pick their own name.
Yeah.
That's how you end up with Dweezil Amit and Moon Unit. Yeah. It's a true story.
Which, in retrospect, you feel like somebody from Hollywood would have done that.
Yeah.
You know, you got Pilot Inspector or...
Well, now you got What's-Her-Face naming all her kids stupid names.
All of them?
Gwyneth Paltrow. And
does she just have one?
Apple.
That's just one. That's not so bad.
I thought
bad.
She had two.
No, Apple's not as bad as Pilot
Whatever.
Inspector.
Do you think when she's fussy, they call her Crab Apple?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do think that's a thing.
And one day... A boy in high school is going to call her apple pie.
That's right.
That's going to be a thing.
It is.
Prom night.
Ayo.
So those two characters on the side, they basically want to break out. Like,
I think all three of them kind of decide together that they're going to break out. But then...
Well, so Willem Dafoe is like, tells them about the explosives. And so, you know...
Did we say like they only came to China to find
black powder.
Black powder.
Can't call it gunpowder because I guess guns aren't a thing yet.
Right. Gunpowder.
Yes. Right. So like they all have this plan to escape with it. But like Matt Damon kind of gets the guilt for leaving.
I think if by guilt you mean hard on for the general, then yes. I think that's what he
gets. But I don't know because there's no romance there.
I don't think so either. It's like I think he feels like he just can't abandon them.
Is that another thing? I don't know. Is that a thing in China? Like interracial relationships? Is that like taboo in China?
I have no idea.
But there was no relationship in this movie.
My guess is there aren't enough other races for it to really rise to the level of
I just know that there's
public outrage, but I don't know.
There's like a. I know that there's like a hardcore... I don't know what you would call it. Like
I know in
sense of honor.
I know in Vietnam, after the Vietnam War, there were a lot of abandoned babies that were like mixed race because like the soldiers would get the girls pregnant and then
take off.
And then nobody would want that baby because it was mixed. I mean, that's a thing.
Right.
I don't know if that extends to the Chinese culture as well.
Interesting. If we have any Chinese listeners.
How about Michael in China?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah, but he's American.
Why not?
Okay, Mike, China, you getting any?
Yeah. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Like, are you shunned as you walk down the street? I had a joke about leave it alone. Matt Damon starts to have a change of heart. And so the other...
The mercenary with a heart of gold.
Right. Which, you know, it's John
So
Wick.
Why now? Why does he now want to...
I don't know.
He's a grifter that fights for no one in specific and just does these jobs and kills people, but yet... Now he just kind of,
Yeah, whatever, man. Like, I'll stick around. I'll fight these giant Gila monsters for no apparent reason. So there's a second wave coming. And by wave, I mean two that somehow have decided to act all stealthy on the wall for no apparent reason. This is where so there's a fight there. The general dies on this one. So he gives the little medat, like the Power Ranger coin to let the female girl become the general now.
Yep, she is the Yellow Ranger.
She's the
Isn't that always a weird
thing?
Isn't
that how they used to do it?
So in that first season.
At the time, that was thoughtful.
Right.
You're each going to represent your own culture
the,
and
the,
race.
The black guy was the Black Ranger. Yeah. The Chinese girl was the, and then the pink girl was the.
Gay one.
Yes. The pink ranger was the gay one.
It was just a white female.
What? Yeah.
Did you see in the new one, they actually make a joke about that?
I did, and I actually appreciate that joke.
The one of the guys, one of the white guys gets the black suit.
No, it's the Chinese guy.
And he's whatever. Like,
the black
and the black
one.
Guy goes, "You get the black suit, yeah. What or whatever." Like, it's nice that they poke
that
fun at
it. That movie's gonna be a pile of hot garbage, but at least they get the.
It looks like it's probably. This is on a curve. Hear me out, but it's probably gonna be the best Power Rangers movie in existence.
Well, for crying out loud, what year did that first one come out?
Oh, like, I don't know. Early 90s.
92,
yeah, early 90s. But I mean, at least they're taking
starring
it seriously.
Wizard World icon Jason David Frank as the White Ranger.
I like how you introduced.
It says that on his business card.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If you like were to get his cell phone and call him, like, "Hi, you've reached the voicemail. Wizard World icon, whatever that guy's name is. I don't know. I do
Jason
Power
David
and
Frank."
Actually, can't even remember 30, his name.
I was 35 when the Power Rangers came out. I don't know.
Did your kids watch it?
No, they're right in that gap.
There
where
is that
Power Rangers
gap.
Were done, yeah. And then they
what
now
did,
they're
what
back.
Was their show of like? What was their action show of choice?
Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay.
That was Axe. He's 16. That was his show. Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Did you watch it?
I was a little too old.
I think I'm out of the gap as well.
Okay. My cousin, who's 5 years younger, watched it. So
I feel like
I think
it was huge, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was a huge
franchise. There are about 15 different series. Seriously.
Yeah. What?
There's about 15 different
series.
They
kept bringing that back over and over again. Yeah.
There's like Power Rangers and then Power Rangers, like the mega whatever.
Is Jason David
then...
Frank on all of them?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was just on the original.
Sounds like a serial killer.
I think he comes back.
I think he came back for one.
I think
he's
Zordon.
Do.
I don't know.
Also, Bryan Cranston's in that movie.
Well, the new one, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, there's another fight on, you know, so she takes over and they decide, like, look, if we catch one of these things, we can figure out what makes them tick.
That should be easy.
Yeah. It's like whaling, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean giant sea creature?
Giant sea Gila monsters.
Oh, yeah. We get it
That's
now.
That's what
it is. You know whales, giant sea monsters.
China has, they're on an ocean.
I think they know what a whale is.
Do they not know what a whale is?
No, she knows English, but she just doesn't know the word for whale.
That's right.
Clearly, she's completely proficient in English, but he has to explain it as giant
she
sea monster.
She speaks fluent English, but cannot figure out this, you know, the giant sea monster.
He's like, giant sea monster. She's like, Gozira?
Yeah, he was just
whale.
No.
Just whale.
Oh, right, of course, the whale.
He's like, you know, like in the Bible. Oh. My bad.
So
anyway, about nice curtains.
Yeah. Exit stage left.
Yeah. So they decide to capture one.
Yeah, so they use like this sleepy time.
They put poison.
Benadryl.
Yellow Benadryl.
They got some Gila monster Benadryl.
Right.
And they put it on a harpoon with a chain attached.
And you know, he falls off, and the guy's Ben Affleck. How awesome would it be if Affleck just showed up in the movie? He's like, well, my last one tanked.
Not awesome
else.
At all.
It honestly. Would make the movie a little bit better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because the last two movies
he shows up as Batman. It's like, well, it was the last time I'm wearing this outfit.
Okay, if Batman was in this movie somehow randomly, okay, then it'd be better.
Chinese Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah. They capture one, then the harpoon is going to, you know, they don't know. Obviously, these people don't know how to fish because they, you know, they can't figure out how to, like, give him a little bit of tether and then pull him back.
I don't know. So Damon
jumps
out and
down
goes
and
to sleep.
And then they use, like, whistlers. Not the guy from Blade.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. Yeah.
But like, you know, like bottle rockets that scream.
Well, yeah. That this is.
I liked this.
No.
Oh.
This was stupid. So like.
Well,
so
I mean like.
So,
here,
so
let Joe explain why he liked it.
No. I'll listen to why you hated it first.
So they're getting attacked by they use the black powder.
No. That's the second round.
Okay. That's the part.
The first round is they shoot him with these whistlers,
yeah,
so they could hear them coming. Since
okay,
the ground
I was,
is
the black
the
powder.
The second part is bad.
Yeah,
like okay. I like the part of like not being able to see and hearing them coming at you.
Yeah, it's when they start using the black powder and using like basically creating like explosive bottle rockets on their arrows.
Yes,
and they start attacking them with that and exploding them. And I was like, wait just a damn minute. You had guns?
Yes, yes.
You had gunpowder and you've been attacking
with
them
with
90-pound Asian women with sticks and bungee cords, and you had gunpowder entire time.
The whole thing is story revolves around them having gunpowder.
But they've got the little devices that will set the things, so they've had it the entire time.
Yeah. Why were you not like, if you have like, you start with the gunpowder.
They've got
like,
magnets. They've got gunpowder.
And then they open the case, and because you know, and it's like, oh, but it would take forever to make all these arrows with gunpowder. Yeah, but and
you've got 60 years.
Where in China would you find
a lot of people?
Thousands of people willing to do labor for
5 cents an hour
on the yen or whatever. Like it's, and you got, like you said, you got 60 years to stockpile it. Like, why? What? What the holy hell?
You can't apply logic to this movie, please.
No. I did think that was funny, where it was just like, no, I'm like, why are you using those now? You've had all I feel like that's line of defense number one.
Audience asking that as well.
So they end up pulling this thing back up, but then they find like a hole. So it's all been a diversion. So like these monsters are making their way to the main city.
They're already Well, so then they're like, well, the emperor gets the monster to do experiments.
All of a sudden,
after
an
they've already
shows
they've
up.
Been in, doing all these plans and doing everything on their own. But like, when we catch a monster, it's executive order.
Yeah,
that the emperor gets it.
So like, have you caught one before?
It's just apparently an order that no one knew about until it happened, and then
it's much like, you know, it's like those weird laws in St. Louis where like, oh, you can't bathe the tiger on a sidewalk on a Saturday.
And you would think when they were making this plan, let's catch a Gila monster,
right,
and then we can examine it. Okay,
but there's that executive order.
If we catch a Gila monster, we have to give it to the emperor. Like, you would think somebody would say, instead of like, let's catch one. Oh, wait, we gotta give it to the emperor.
Or let's not tell the emperor.
Here's another thought. Let's catch two Gila monsters.
I think
I can safely say, without offending anyone, that all the Gila monsters look alike.
I think that's true.
We are going to have Gila monster complaints.
First they're pussies, and now they all look alike. I am just the Donald Trump of Gila monsters.
So how do they
Did you see what he said today?
Great. Please talk about
it. No, it's quick. So he goes, I won this election by the greatest margin of electoral votes, blah, blah, blah.
Since Reagan.
And then the guy from CNN's like,
Except for this one, and this one.
And he was like, well,
I was given these numbers.
I've heard that before, but
someone just gave me these numbers. Do you mean like fake news?
I feel like the guy from CNN should have looked at the camera and just winked.
Yeah.
I got you. I got you.
So how
just jazz hands.
So how do they know that they had made their way to the, I mean, did they have
they
telephones
found the tunnel
or what?
They looked through
the tunnel and they just knew that it was somehow going miles.
If they could look all the way across the land and see the queen, I have to believe that they can look down that tunnel and be like,
the tunnel's underground. They go and they look down a tunnel and they just somehow know that goes hundreds of miles a different direction.
Like I just said, they were able to look hundreds of miles and see the queen. And now they
I just think a random tunnel in the ground is even more ambiguous than being able to where's Waldo the queen. But okay, anyway, so they know they're there.
This is where they're just like, oh man, we got to use the balloons. And I was like, the balloons.
Oh, the balloons.
Oh, I forgot about the balloons.
Let me see. What
Maybe they should have gone up in their balloons and dropped
some
explosives.
Oh, but the balloons have never worked. We can't do them. We have no choice. To the balloons.
To the balloons.
Shouldn't have dropped bombs from the balloons earlier.
I was thinking, I feel like you had 60 years to perfect the balloon. Figure that out.
They had 5 minutes and they got them working fine.
That's true.
I got to say this. I know that like there's always been this fear of what if we get in a war with China? Feeling a lot better about it.
Look, man, they got balloons.
They've got, but they're not going to use them until 6 weeks into the war, they won't even think to bring out the guns.
Nope.
So
they're
like,
run at you with magnets.
They're just going to be throwing magnets, all they're going to do is attack us with magnets and 90-pound Chinese women.
I can only picture like that initial battlefield where our forces are, you know, they're doing their thing. All of a sudden, the Chinese forces are just whipping magnets at them.
Yeah,
and our guys are like, so we're going to win, right? What's happening? My guy stopped moving.
As long as they're not wearing metal armor. It's not like they're wearing suits armor, so it should be fine.
They should do is they should, since the magnets turn them deaf, they should only have female Gila monsters attack because they don't listen.
They don't listen anyway.
The women aren't going to listen.
Doesn't matter.
Death wouldn't matter.
They're going to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
I can't control them. What am I supposed to do? So
they fly the balloons at a mad dash.
But like not all of them make it. Like, for whatever. So they're
Damon's
hot air balloons
behind.
Is what.
Yeah. Oh, they also captured the other good guys. So Defoe.
They've
and
taken off.
Pascal.
Yeah, they yeah. made a they, break for it.
And they get caught.
And yeah, and then they get caught.
Whoopsies. And yeah, so then they try. They go. They're going to kill Matt Damon. And he's like, nah, man. Like, I'll fight for you. I'll do, you know, he has
the girl basically thinks like he was in on the plan because they knock him out and leave him behind. And she thinks he's in on the stealing of the gunpowder.
Right.
And so he's
and
like,
he's not.
I would, yeah, and he's not, but you know, he's like, come on, you know me so well after these last.
Here's the twist, two right? days. Here's the twist that would have, you know, cemented this as a pro China movie.
Okay.
They take off and they're gone. Like, that's it. You don't see Matt Damon or the guy from Dorn or Willem Dafoe anymore. And it's up to this Chinese army to fight off the monsters.
Now, see, it's better because, one, you got the two of the Westerners take off.
Yeah.
And the other one, like,
falls on his sword.
The other one, Matt Damon, like, learns the way and power of Chinese culture and stays and fights as if he's one of them.
And much the white guys are captured and hung in the dungeon.
Much like Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai.
Yeah, but that's a true story, right?
It is?
I thought it was.
Oh, this, yeah, this is definitely a true story.
The Last Samurai.
No, is
no,
that right?
Well, no,
I don't know. I've never seen it. I thought it was.
It's actually not a bad movie. I'm shocked. Like, it, you know.
Oh, that's a good movie. Ken Watanabe.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a big old fight.
They're at
the palace.
Yeah, they're at the what's the word for it? They're at the main city, the capital.
With no Donald Sutherland.
No, he's not the.
That's hey, why
you
Washington.
Know what? You know what? At least in this movie, they didn't wage the gigantic war they talked about the whole time, and then have the main character fall asleep and then wake up, and it was just over.
I forgot.
Do you remember
that.
How that movie
yes,
ended?
Yeah, yeah.
The entire four movies
she
leading
gets knocked
up to
out,
it,
right?
She gets knocked out, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we had this huge battle.
Yeah, we won."
I still can't believe
also,
they ended it like
we didn't,
that.
We didn't tackle any Twilight movies.
We didn't?
No.
Okay. No. Good.
No.
We were reviewing them at that point, but we weren't to
yeah,
the
we
podcast
were,
yet.
We were, yeah. So I think our first one is Man of Steel, but I think they were all done by then.
Were they? Okay.
I think so.
So they're at the Capitol, and they
if
show
not,
up.
There was something else that came out better that week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they show up at the Capitol. There's a big fight, a big brouhaha.
The Emperor's like, who's Whitey? And
yeah.
She's like, he's one of our soldiers or whatever. He's one of us.
He's like, no, he's
wait
not.
Wait a minute. The Nameless Clan?
Oh yeah, so, yeah.
The no name was
the clan
name,
of no name
was,
or something like
yeah.
that.
It's like seriously, like
they
what?
Really like
they're called the Nameless Clan.
They really like Sergio Leone's westerns.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
Like you couldn't. There's not like a better name for. I mean, I don't know if that's in the mythology or whatever, but I'm just
yeah.
Like,
this is.
Really?
I guess we should say this is. I think this is based.
This is
on
based
a,
on a famous
a legend that as
the of
reason
the
of the
wall. Yeah.
So yeah. So they. This is. She is. They're. The Gila monsters are taking over. They're destroying everything. They are in like this tower, and then
well, they decide here's their master plan. They've got to get to the queen.
Oh, that's
but
right.
The
so
guys
they,
put their shields up every time someone tries to shoot the
so
queen.
So the one that the Gila monster they have captured, they have outfitted with technically a bomb vest is what it is. And the plan is that he will eat something because like these things eat. Flesh and then take that back to the queen
like
and then,
baby birds
like babe well yeah. except reversed
right but like yeah. they're feeding the queen
right.
their food like regurgitating it.
So they figure like all right if this thing goes back to its to the queen we can shoot it with an arrow because you're so good with the bow and arrow they're
yeah.
not Hawkeye.
Oh well, wait a minute I'm sorry did you guys you saw him catch the bull between two arrows right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked
so,
clearly.
There you go.
Clearly, he's going to be able to hit the
yeah.
queen, you know, a mile into the crowd of,
sure.
of monsters. Because
it's
gonna
be
fine. I mean, you saw the bull thing, right?
I saw
like
the bull
that was
thing.
Okay. Just to be clear, we've seen how good he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they go up to one window and he fires and he's not high enough. He can't do it. So he smokes a fat doobie, and then gets way higher.
Oh my
and,
word!
And at this point, you see like tens of thousands
they're,
leave
they,
the
they,
other towers to
also,
rush his tower.
I also want
to
say, so they are running up the spiral staircase. The guy who has been like her second in command, like has the magnet and like somehow is able to launch this thing. Like he must have the arm of like the greatest quarterback of all time to throw it straight up in
Kurt
the air.
Warner.
Well, all right, let's not go crazy, Joe Montana. No, I said Joe Montana. Throws this thing up in the air, and somehow she uses like the spear to catch the magnet.
Oh, this! Oh, yeah, this is the part where the Chinese hero saves the day because at first,
yeah.
The, you know,
oh, yeah.
first Whitey was like, "Let me do it. I can make this shot." And she's like, "I've been training my whole life for this." So she saves the day
well, yeah,
with a
so
little
they,
assistance.
they think they've got the perfect shot. They take it, and then they close ranks, and they miss the shot. So now they get a little bit higher, and does he throw it? Does he throw the magnet?
But this is the part where she saves the day. She, like, jumps at it with a spear, and he shoots something. Like, they work
somehow
together.
Somehow, they jump out this window. And one of the two of them chucks this magnet.
They're shooting the rocket bombs. They're shooting, like, rockets on an arrow.
No, they're shooting an arrow at the bomb on this.
No, the thing has fireworks
bombs
on
it.
The arrow, what he shoots, the arrow has, like, three rockets on
it
the
end. It does?
Yeah, he like shoots something into something that's gonna make
it lands inside,
and then
it closes, and for a second you're like, oh, did he miss it?
He missed the first time.
No. But it goes in, and it's like, oh, is it gonna go off? Like,
oh, will
it
have a sad ending?
So
oh my gosh, this might not work. This was their last shot. So like, it's silent for like 10 seconds, and it's like kaboom, and they all just explode.
They throw the magnet in first, so that they keep the hole open, and then they shoot the rocket thing in there, and explodes, and everybody, you know, all of the monsters stop. And just sit there and then like
patiently wait for this dramatic moment.
Yeah, right. And I also like, so they're falling
if
off.
If you turn
this
it up real loud, you can hear him go, hey, Ralph, I think there's a bomb in here.
Jimmy,
I think we should move. Should we move?
Jimmy, we got something going on in here, man.
Yeah.
Jimmy's like, what?
Oh no.
So
I felt like I was in the room with a Gila monster.
Right.
I was like, that was so real. I was like, Gila monster? Is that you? Yeah. I almost threw a magnet at you.
I'm glad.
It was that crazy.
Hit in the face with a like a Remax magnet.
That interpretation of the film was, I think, better than the real film.
True, yeah.
I almost threw like a Cardinals 2015 schedule at you.
This doesn't even work. They're not even playing this year. So they're falling down this roof. And Matt Damon is falling down this roof. Now, I'm not saying this because she's a woman. I'm not saying this because of anything else. There is no way she catches him and they both don't go plummeting off that roof because A, there's nothing for her to hold on to. B, he's about 150 pounds heavier than she is. And C, she's using one arm.
Wait a minute.
To his one arm.
Either
he should have Gwen Stacy'd him.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
I was going to say either he weighs 20 pounds, or she weighs 20 pounds, or Matt Damon weighs like a cool 275.
It's like a metric thing. Like it's because he's in a different weight because
he's
from
China.
Europe.
Oh,
exactly. She's from China.
That makes more sense then. Okay.
There's no.
Carry on.
Yeah,
perfect.
Thank you.
150 more.
150 more. Easy. So yeah, the end of the movie, they have defeated the Gila monsters.
Oh,
he
for 60 years
for another 60 years.
So we'll get
it's
a sequel.
Never gonna...
We'll get a sequel in 2067.
We won't because they killed the queen.
But there's a king.
Oh God!
Isn't there some sort of line of succession?
Can he just make a new queen?
I think that's the way that works.
I mean, in history, a lot of queens have died, and they.
I know. That's
they
what I'm saying.
Queens,
there's a line of succession.
That's true.
Next one, they'll end up
the prince or the princess becomes
RuPaul
the queen.
RuPaul play a Gila monster.
Is Kate Middleton the next queen? Is that right?
No.
Is that how that
well,
works?
No, there will be a king.
You
yeah,
have to
but
be
he
bloodlined
would be king.
For to be queen. You got to be in the party.
I guess his dad would be king, right?
Right.
So
Prince
like,
Charles
died, Prince Charles would be king.
When Queen Elizabeth dies.
But then when he dies...
It's Harry.
William.
Whatever the oldest
William,
son is.
The one
William,
that's married.
And then Kate becomes a duchess?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm American.
Either way, yeah, I'm American.
No, she'll be the queen, but she's the queen regent.
Is that the way that works?
Yeah.
Okay yeah.
She can never be the queen,
she'll
be the queen
regent. But if he dies, she doesn't get the job.
No. Right. That goes to his brother.
It goes to his... If he had a brother... It would go to the son. It would not go to the brother. It would go, right?
Right to the son.
If the son's of age... No, they would
no,
go
they
to the
could
son,
go to son no matter,
no matter what.
Yeah.
It would go to their son.
That's how you get those wacky kid kings that wish everybody into the cornfield.
Crazy Joffrey.
Yeah.
so, yeah, they Damon decides to skip out on the black powder, save his buddy from Dorne, and they go
yeah,
off
yeah, because
on their
they let him
way.
Choose. Either you can have some gunpowder or you can save your friend.
You can have this guy.
Even
who's...
though you saved the entire country and all of our soldiers, we're not going to give you a gift like one or the other. Don't be greedy.
You can't have your... Well, yeah, because if he's greedy,
don't be greedy.
All the heel monsters are going to come right back.
Right?
You can't. Like, think it through,
I know we're supposed to wait 60 years.
Think it
but
through.
You were just really greedy and all our army was just right here.
Right.
We hadn't even left yet and you were greedy, so we're just going to come back.
I like the part where they talk about how like they try. You can't hunt them because they never find their bones. And I'm like, but you showed us a battlefield littered with dead Gila monsters. What's happening?
I don't understand. So that's the way this one
that's
ends.
That's a stupid move.
And it was you know.
I told you guys weeks ago this movie was stupid.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but it was fun to talk about.
I know. So I just, movies like this, I just can't. I mean, okay, here's the thing. There's dumb action movies, and that's fine. Like the first Transformers. Fine. Transformers 3 was pretty good. Like 4 was awful, but like there's.
I've only
seen 3 is
one.
Good. The Dark of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon.
So like there are some really good action movies.
Who's the bad guy in that?
The moon.
I'm just asking more questions so Tom like pees his pants.
I know he can tell
so,
pee.
So it's like there are good action movies that don't have to be that smart, but they can be well done. Good action scenes, like they exist. I mean, you like a lot of dumb 80s action movies, right? And they're good. Like there's still a lot of good to find in them. This movie, I don't know.
There's nothing.
There's
there.
No,
there was just no logic applied.
Yeah. No, not at all.
So
that's the end of this one.
So yeah. So I guess we should go around the table and introduce ourselves.
This is Joe.
This
you
is
can
Kevin.
Follow me on Twitter.
No, we never introduced ourselves.
Oh, we didn't. Right. Yeah. Well, there we go.
So that's it for this episode. So I guess we will now go around the table, having just introduced ourselves, and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, you can do so at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. You can also join our League of Show Sharers. I did not read them this week because I didn't have time to assemble them.
Busy.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's it for this episode. Coming up next week, we will tackle Get Out.
Can't wait.
It looks so good.
So good.
Looks like it will be ripe for discussion.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. So
those guys are smart.
Oh, yeah.
Peele,
yeah.
I think it's just him.
Well, yeah, it's just Peele, but I mean, I'm just saying those guys are smart writers. So
absolutely.
You know that you're going to get into something.
It looks very interesting. Yeah. So that is coming up on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Until then, Schwinn disguises Sean as a human and marries her. Well, he's a chick magnet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.